Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rodgers lets it fly. Catch, turn, touchdown, Freiermuth.
Oh, I love the play call, and I thought the execution was pretty bad. You know, we got to look in the mirror and play better on offense. Good enough any phase. Me, the run game, catching the football, defense played incredible, and we got to put game like that, we got to put 35-42 on the board and close the game out. Good tape for coaching staff when you win a game and you got a lot to work on.
I got to tell you what, man. This dude has grown on me like maybe no other player in Steelers history. Aaron Rodgers, and most of it is with the way he's played this year, which has exceeded my expectations, but where he's really blown me away versed on preconceived notions is how I thought he would talk about himself and talk about the team, and that answer after the game I thought was fantastic. Just, yeah, we did not, we kind of sucked talking about the
he's
offense.
Right.
Football's a three- phase game, offense, defense, special teams. I'm not going to ride the defense's coattails here and say, hey, we did our jobs here. You know, there are other quarterbacks that would have said that. Like, hey, we capitalized off the turnovers. We scored 27 points. It was a complete team effort.
Russell Wilson would have said some absolute hogwash if he had been the beneficiary of that last year.
Yeah.
You know, we're good, man. We're going to be better. It would have been blowing sunshine and rainbows where people realize there shouldn't have been.
This is a very important date on the NFL calendar, a very important time where you have to be brutally honest about yourself because it's your last chance to really make your team better for the rest of the season. And I thought he didn't, I don't think he meant this, although, you know, Rodgers is, you know, football Mensa as far as being a football genius. So maybe there was meaning to it as far as trying to put something out there that coaxed or compelled the front office to action. But I thought the game from the offense screamed out for Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow to improve this offense. I mean, this is, in the grand scheme of things, this is not, Chris, a play that had a lot to do with the outcome per se.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Roman Wilson with that fumble showed you the dire need for another wide receiver here, which is why I disagree with the caller we had just before we went to break. He played a ton in this game. If you look at the snap counts, the Steelers' strategy against the Colts was they think we're going to come out with this jumbo package, and instead we're going to spread them out and try to take advantage of their weak corners. They do not have a good secondary. We think their corners are the weakness of the team. So they played Wilson, Austin, and Metcalf a lot in this game. And Austin made some clutch catches, I would say, did his job. He's a really good number three receiver. He's not
hurt.
A number two, and he gets hurt, and he's small. And so his route tree is kind of, I think, limited
because of
his size.
This was also a game, by the way, where one of the weird things the Colts have done, if you go back and look at the stats up until this game, and actually it continued, to be fair.
Yep.
They've been shockingly good at taking away a team's wide receiver one, by and large,
and they did
year.
In this game.
And they did. Metcalf, 2 catches, 6 yards. He had at least one drop.
His biggest contribution to the game was baiting the dude into a penalty.
But I guess my point is, if you are going to go out there and put receivers on the field and they are randomly good at stopping wide receiver one, you'd hope wide receivers two and three would really eat. And Wilson doing that, I would not be surprised if Rodgers... you could actually hear it. I was watching back the condensed broadcast. You could hear somebody on the Steelers sideline going, why the bleep are you hurtling there?
Yes.
like muttering it. And I don't know who it was. Yeah. It almost sounded like it could have been Rodgers, like disgusted getting picked up by a boom mic. But I think that they probably, he's working, Wilson is, on such like a double secret probation. He has to constantly prove every week almost flawless football that he can be trusted. That's going to send him way back.
No doubt, because it's because in that situation, he is guilty of horrible football IQ.
Right.
And
Aaron Rodgers, Watt said it on a broadcast, you don't need the extra yards. You need to just not fumble the ball.
And like that's in Aaron Rodgers' world, that's like the most unforgivable thing. Maybe you're short on physical talent. You're in the NFL. You better be a pro and you better know your assignment and you better know what's asked out of you on every play. And to lack the awareness in that situation where you're trying to make a highlight play, you're trying to do something for yourself. So to me, that's, you know, like okay, you're not going to be sent to Siberia, but I'm not looking at him as a dude that's going to develop into their number two wide receiver overnight. They need help there. They need to open up parts of their offense. Teams are playing their run. Warren had one. What did he average? 1.9 yards per carry in this game. Like all of the strides of hey, the jumbo package went out the window in this game. By the way, like this Sayamalu Peck thing doesn't appear to be going away. So you're gonna maybe be limited as far as how much you can use Anderson as a sixth guy. If he has to go in and play guard.
You need somebody that can give you easy offense is what you need. Like chunk offense and can like de-stress the front seven or the blocking at the point of attack because they're not going to have eight in the box.
Rodgers attempted only three passes that traveled more than 10 yards in the game. Three.
And one of them was the first play of the game, which was clearly some scripted stuff.
Yes.
That should have been a catch.
Which should have been a catch. Which again gets me to the
need. Could have been a slightly better throw too, but should have been caught.
Should have been caught. Jonnu Smith, to me, is not your quote-unquote, he's your real number two. You don't have a wide receiver that's your number two, so Jonnu Smith is really that guy.
At this point, I'd trade Jonnu.
Smith had a disappointing season.
I would trade him to the Packers if they wanted him, now that Kraft tore his knee up. I liked, just to go back to the beginning here, I liked what Rodgers said because it just shows that he's not satisfied and he's not kidding himself
yes.
about anything. He also has just been like quiet as a church mouse, other than like talking about football, which is, I know, part of the appeal for a lot of people now is that he's just focused on ball. He does seem locked in, man. Like, to the extent to which, like, you wouldn't want this team to be feeling themselves too much after beating a 7-1 team.
Yeah.
That felt like a, honestly, everyone kind of got on me and you read the Alex Stumpf tweet. I'm not saying Rodgers is questioning the defense's performance, but in a broad sense, like, just saying we've got to be better. Like, this is not something we should be throwing like a huge party over. We've got to really work. I thought it was the same basic premise being brought up just about the offense. You're not going to win a ton of games averaging 3.7 yards per play, Pony. As a matter of fact, the Mulsey investigative team was out there, MIT, the most famous MIT. It's only happened 9 times all year that a team's won a game with less than 4 yards per play. There's only happened, I think, 5 of those now where it's as few as the Steelers averaged. Like, it doesn't happen. You average under 4 yards a play, you basically don't win, and I think he knows that. He's smart enough to know
Donnie,
that.
Donnie, what's up with the Steelers offense? We were praising it the last 2 weeks. Big step back here. What are your overall thoughts on it and the way they played yesterday?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I'm not even going to jump all over what the offense has done because I thought it was off base last week. When the comment was made going against how the offense was doing, because right. It has been a better offense than we've seen in the last 5 years. And, I mean, to be honest, did the offense not deserve that game a little bit where the defense finally carried the mail for them?
Sure. Yeah. I agree with that. But does that make you feel like everything's good there, or do you think it is necessary that they make it better between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow?
I mean, yeah, I would look to improve. I think there's going to be a lot of receivers out there, whether it's either a guy from the Saints. I mean, the Dolphins are going through a fire sale. They actually have opened up the doors for Minka Fitzpatrick, funny enough, to
Jacoby
get moved
Myers
to another team. I would absolutely try to improve the roster, but I'm not in like complete level 5 panic mode about the offense from yesterday.
The problem with their offense, and I'll go back to me, I'm not trying to like reinforce my point, but they don't get a ton of easy yards. Like, here's a play I thought about yesterday. They had another one of those little screens set up. I want to say it was to Gainwell, I think.
Yep.
And Jones just isn't able to hold his block because the guy he's supposed to be blocking sniffs it out,
right.
Probably because they see it so many times, they're not that fooled. And you can say Jones needs to do a better job there. But that's a tough ask for the guy in space to hold a block like that when everybody knows that that's the primary focus of your offense.
Somebody's got to tell me right now why Rodgers is still throwing everything short. Because at the beginning of the year, it was the offensive line stinks. Rodgers doesn't trust it. Arthur Smith doesn't trust it. That's why it's all dink and dunk. Well, I think the offensive line has gotten at least a little bit better. Maybe not.
I think Fautanu's gotten better. I'll give him credit because
okay.
I've been on his case. I think Jones has gotten incrementally better.
So if the offensive line has gotten better, why is everything still short? I don't think it's a lack of arm strength in Rodgers. Clearly not. Look at that Hail Mary the other week. I don't think it's a lack of mobility with him where like, okay, maybe he can't get the ball where he needs to or wants to.
Is it
on
a lack
the move.
Of personnel then?
That's what I'm thinking.
He can't want to, since it was supposed to be his and Arthur Smith's offense, principles of both, the jumbo package stuff is Arthur Smith to a T, but like, where's the quick hitting, like scalpel? If Arthur Smith's the sledgehammer, aren't you supposed to have the scalpel somewhere? If that's thunder, aren't you supposed to have lightning somewhere? Well, or Rodgers is hitting on these precision routes?
How about this? Like he clearly, meaning Smith and Rodgers, have found a way to integrate Washington as more than just a blocker in the offense. He's somebody that defenses have to account for. They've used him kind of creatively in terms of slipping him out there on what look like obvious runs.
I mean,
he obviously is somebody.
The poor guy almost killed on some of these balls or his knees are getting
taken somebody
out.
They throw to in the red zone a lot now. So they've untapped him. They haven't done that with Pat or Smith. Pat caught a touchdown again yesterday, but he's really not that involved in the offense. And Smith isn't, like, he might catch you 3 or 4 balls in a game. They're the most uneventful. They don't do anything. They're not win-aiding catches at all. They're just plays.
Well, the weird thing about him last year was he came to the Steelers with the reputation as a run-after-the-catch merchant. Because of his overall
he
numbers.
Set records in Miami doing it, Chris.
He averaged 10 yards a catch, which is down from his best years early in Tennessee. Like, on the whole, he was catching the ball a ton, and I know he ran well after the catch, but he was still functioning kind of like a possession receiver in a weird way because they were just throwing him so many shorties. So he might get 5 yards after the catch, but it might have been on a 2-yard route. Here's my take. I think they have to figure out a way, come hell or high water, like, the guys that are on the roster to get Freiermuth more involved, because this is what I was thinking about, and it kind of crystallized when I saw Darnell Washington drop that ball where Rodgers threw it right into the breadbasket and he hadn't looked in time.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to him and I think Gainwell, on one play to Gainwell. Freiermuth does seem to see the game at similar speed to Rodgers and understand where he needs to be, and so there's a better intuitive connection there. I think Rodgers is seeing some of this stuff too fast for some of these guys.
Interesting observation. Here's Rusty on the fan. Hello, Rusty.
Hello, Pony. I agree with you about needing wide receiver, too. I mean, after all, Mike Tomlin is the kind of coach that, you know, makes me want to run my wheelchair into a wall. But I definitely think we need a wide receiver, too.
Wait a minute. So you're so anti-Tomlin at this point, you're considering self-harm, Rusty? It's that bad, huh?
No, not really. Just a figure of speech. But, I mean, there have been several times while I'm watching a Steeler game that I just want to take my wheelchair and run it completely into a wall, because we need another coach, too. But that's another story for another day.
Thank you, Rusty. Yes, I'm tabling the fire Mike Tomlin discussion today.
But that's a thing that can go week to week on this show. I mean, if they go out and
yes,
have
the NFL is a week to week league, Chris. Absolutely.
I mean, I don't think firing most coaches is a week-to-week proposition, but I do like that we traffic in it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.